25 or 30 years ago, Australia had the dubious record of having just about the highest death rates from asthma in the world. No one knew quite why, but it was thought in part because people were overusing their reliever inhalers, medications like Ventolin, and not using their preventers, which are usually inhaled steroids, which actually treat the underlying disease. Ventolin is a short-acting member of a family of medications called beta agonists, which allow the airways to relax. In the last few years, drug companies have produced long-acting beta agonists, which only need to be taken once or twice a day. It's known that these LABAs, these long-acting drugs, should not be used by themselves, but in combination with inhaled steroids, they've conquered the market for asthma medications. Yet no one has been absolutely sure they're safe, even in combination. But last week, a large trial in children was published trying to answer that question, and it follows a similar study in adults. Someone with a close interest in this is Professor Christine Jenkins, who's head of respiratory trials at the George Institute in Sydney. Welcome to the Health Report.
Thank you, Norman.
So what did this study in children find?
This study is, as you said, a very large study. In fact, it was designed to look at the safety of long-acting beta agonists in combination with inhaled corticosteroids. So the long-acting beta agonist is not being given alone here. It's being given in a single inhaler with an anti-inflammatory medication versus that anti-inflammatory medication alone. And this was a six-month study in children aged between 4 and 11, and they looked at what we call the severe asthma-related events. And those events were either episodes where children had attacks so that they needed to take an oral corticosteroid, of course, of prednisone, or even worse, might have been admitted to hospital, for instance. And a severe asthma event, of course, also includes a death from asthma. But most importantly, there were no deaths from asthma in this study. And in fact, there was a very, very low rate, less than 2%, fewer than 2% of the children actually had severe asthma-related events over this six-month period. And what it showed was there was no difference in these outcomes between the children who took the inhaled steroid only, that is the anti-inflammatory only, and those who took the combination long-acting beta agonist with anti-inflammatory. So this was a very reassuring study in terms of safety of these medications. But further to that, it also showed, in fact, that the benefits of the long-acting beta agonist with the inhaled corticosteroid were equal, if not slightly superior, to the benefits of the anti-inflammatory alone. So a very productive study on both counts.
But it didn't look as if it was worth actually adding the LABA to it, because there wasn't that much difference between the two. You might as well just have the child on the steroid alone.
It's true, and indeed most children should only be treated with inhaled corticosteroids alone. In fact, most children don't even need continuous anti-inflammatory medication. So that's an important thing to say about this study. It actually recruited children who had had a hospital admission or severe asthma-related event requiring corticosteroids in the previous 12 months. So we're already including a group of children who are at slightly higher risk of these events. And indeed, those children are at the more severe end of the spectrum who might need continuous medication. Most children in Australia don't need continuous anti-inflammatory medication for their asthma because they have mild intermittent episodes.
So earlier on in the year, there was a study in adults. What did that show? That was about 11,000 adults.
Exactly. So these are very large studies because they are safety studies. Most studies of medications in respiratory medicine, at least, and I think it's true for, you know, most other disciplines, are looking for the benefits of a treatment. And you don't need nearly as many people in a trial looking for benefits when you know a drug is efficacious than you do in a trial where you're looking for much less frequent events, such as adverse events related to the potential danger of the drug. So these studies had to be, by nature, very large, and this was an 11,000-person study, a multi-centre study conducted globally. And what it showed, too, in adults was that the long-acting beta agonist combined with the anti-inflammatory steroid was superior in efficacy and not inferior in safety in any respect. So both in adults and children.
So when you say superior in efficacy, the adult one showed that there was an added benefit from adding the long-acting beta agonist.
Correct, in reducing the number of asthma episodes requiring courses of oral corticosteroid.
Yes. Now, these were the Glaxo drugs. There's two kind of competing drugs here. There's Astra, who produce one set of this combination, and there's Glaxo, and they've been in fierce competition for years. So Glaxo has funded these trials. Is it going to apply to the Astra drug, which is the one that most GPs would, a lot of GPs would be prescribing?
Well, that's a very good question. In fact, these trials were mandated by the Food and Drug Authority in the US to address this question of safety. There has been what's called a black box, a black label warning on the packaging of these medications in the US, and that has been because there were much earlier some studies which were observational studies primarily that suggested that long-acting beta agonists might be dangerous. This is a problem in the US particularly, where people might take these two drugs in separate inhalers and end up only taking the long-acting beta agonists. The very point you made in your introduction is that beta agonists alone as a maintenance treatment for asthma are not safe and should not be taken without an anti-inflammatory. But this is a situation that has happened in the US particularly because medications are very expensive and people often default to the treatment that works for them.
But you haven't answered my question about which is better, the Astra preparation or the Glaxo one, or can you apply what was found from the Glaxo study to the Astra medication?
Yes, apologies. My long-winded preamble was to tell you that the FDA mandated that all the manufacturers of these drugs conducted these studies. So these are the GlaxoSmithKline studies, and AstraZeneca has also published a study also this week in the New England Journal of Medicine demonstrating in adults the safety of their preparation in exactly the same way in adults, and indeed showing that not only are they safe and not inferior to the anti-inflammatory alone, they are superior in efficacy. And the Novartis company, which also manufactures these drugs, is still undertaking the tail end of their studies, and they will be published too. So we will know across the board for this whole class of medications from each of these studies.
Chris Jenkins, thanks for joining us.
Thanks very much, Norman.
Professor Christine Jenkins, Head of Respiratory Trials at the George Institute in Sydney.
Discover the best of RN on Facebook. Simply search for ABC RN.